The weekend leading up to the eclipse on Monday, April 8, in Iqaluit was bright and cold, ideal conditions for most outdoor Tunic Time events. This was welcome news as the previous week brought shifting temperatures, forcing the Iqaluit Spring Carnival Planning Committee to update and reassess the schedule daily for safety purposes. During the weekend of April 7 to 9, Lake Imiktuvimiinik was the site of the fishing hole contest and the outdoor races. Meanwhile, across the ice, palaugok, deep-fried bannock, was cooked to feed hungry participants after their excursions. These events were overseen by 123 GO Committee board members Adami Aitorchik, Matthew Alanga, Pitsiolik Alanga, Stephen Johnson and Hallie L. It was hustle and bustle as tourists and locals alike got involved in the fun on the ice. The teams were formed for the races, supervised by Matthew Alanga, and $35 Northmart cards were handed out as prizes. Almost enough to buy you a pack of smokes. Alanga joked. 8 7 9 123, go. $35. Matthew Alanga watches as participants in the boys' under 12 division send their miniature Kamutiix racing across the course. Kira Ronska Dorward, NNSL Media 12. The women's outdoor plank race required teamwork and elicited laughter among the participants. Kira Ronska Dorward, NNSL Media. A crowd gathers for the men's plank race. Kira Ronska Dorward, NNSL Media. One of Tunic Time's youngest spectators gets a view from aboard a sled. Kira Ronska Dorward, NNSL Media.